ABC Radio Australia.
Now it's time to take things a bit more local. I'm chatting to you here from Victoria, where we've been struggling as well through a surge in COVID-19 cases because of the Omicron variant. It's hit some people really hard. But also, as these things often go, it's helped us come together and remind us of the support we can provide each other. And today we're going to hear from the Papua New Guinea Australian Association that has done just that. Members visited families from Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu in the rural town of Shepparton right here in Victoria. They were there over the weekend to support each other and deliver supplies. It was a chance for families affected by the COVID-19 outbreak to receive that support and also at the same time connect with One Talks in rural Victoria. Some of those included Pacific seasonal workers. Veronica Kurfar is the president of the PNG Australia Association in Victoria, and she joins me now on the line from Melbourne. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, Priyanka.
And now, can you tell me more about this weekend? What did you get up to? How did you help One Talks in Shepparton?
So we got a request from one of the contractors who work with seasonal workers in Shepparton, that many of them were isolating from COVID and needed help with food. And so I arranged with our committee here in Melbourne to do a food delivery drive in Shepparton this weekend. So we went up on Saturday morning.
Oh, wonderful. And how many of you were there and how many people did you meet?
We were five of us that went up on Saturday morning, and we had another three that joined us Sunday morning. There were about, the initial list that we had before we went up was for 10 families. So the families were of 4, 5, 8, 3 member families. And then when we were up there, we knew that there will be more One Talks out there who would know of us going and would also want that help. So we just went with some extra food in case some more people come. And for sure, we had more than 10 families and individuals. There were 22 altogether. And again, there were the 22 families were family of 4, 5, and 8. So it was a lot. So we met them up there on Saturday, 3 p.m. at Victoria Lake Park.
And you mentioned there that you responded to, I guess an alert or a request for help from Shepparton. What was the, or how has COVID-19 affected communities there? Why was that help needed?
Yeah, a lot of our community members were affected by the Omicron variant, and many of them were isolating. They had COVID, and many of them were isolating due to COVID, and were running low of food supplies during the isolation, and just needed that help. And the regional Victoria, I guess they didn't have that. I'm not sure if there were other services or organizations that were providing food. And fortunately for the Papua New Guinea community, we were supported by the Victoria State Government, Department of Family, Fairness and Housing to be able to provide this food relief to our community members. So we reach out, to our community members in Shepparton and also included the Vanuatu and Solomon Islands seasonal workers as well.
Oh, great. And what sort of food did you provide? Was it sort of home-cooked food or otherwise? What was it?
So we were able to provide the island food.
Ah, great. That's what I want to hear.
So when I did the request for funding, I made it specifically that we will be providing culturally appropriate food. That's our island food, a taro, banana, cassava, yam, leafy vegetables, So that was what we were providing. We were able to buy from a Solomon Island family business shop up at Shepparton and Mildura. So they delivered the food over to us in Shepparton on Saturday morning, and we were able to provide it to our community members up there. Yeah.
It was
the island food, obviously, taro, banana, cassava, yam, and additional of rice and bread and, you know, canned fish and meat and stuff like that with leafy vegetables. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was plenty, and it was enough for more than 25 people, even 30.
Yeah, wonderful. And you mentioned there that there are some seasonal workers there in Shepparton. And I mean, Shepparton is a big horticultural and agricultural sector here in Australia. What has been happening to them, particularly if they do have to isolate, like you said? How are they coping with COVID? I mean, how does it affect their work if they can't turn up to their farm to work?
I didn't ask around about that, but it did affect them in terms of their income when they were isolating for 7 days. We were not able to go and work. And I guess other friends were trying to provide some food, just deliver the food to them at the doors. And our help, we went along and we provided an additional help to them, which was of much relief because they were isolating and down with COVID. They lost job and lost money for the week or so. And the food really was a timely assistance for them to make up for the loss of job and money that they were not able to provide for themselves. So we provided that food relief to them.
And you mentioned there that some of the people, I think, were from Solomon Islands and Vanuatu. And I know that some seasonal workers also come from Tonga. With disasters happening and crises happening in those countries too, we have the volcanic eruption in Tonga, and then in Solomon Islands, they're dealing with the COVID outbreak themselves. Did you speak to any of the seasonal workers there? Did they chat about how they're holding up, thinking of their families back home? Are any of them, you know, reflecting on that at all?
No, not actually. I didn't get a chance to speak to them about how they're holding up during COVID, but I did not meet someone from Tonga, seasonal worker from Tonga, and so I didn't have the conversation with them up there.
Great. Well, I understand you were busy with other things when you were there. Yeah. It sounds like a whirlwind trip there. But do you have any future plans? Any other ways that you want to help the community there?
Yes, so we have we received requests from the eastern suburb. That's from Leongatha, Morwell. Let me just quickly check. Yes, Leongatha, Morwell, Phillip Island. Yes, the request is coming from that further end of the eastern suburb as well. We are planning to go on the second Saturday of February. We'll take a break this weekend. We've been doing this continuously. So we'll be reaching out further to the other suburb in Leongatha, Morwell, Phillip Island. Yep, just around that side. Another suburb is Wontagi. That's where we'll be going the second Saturday from now, not this Saturday, the next weekend.
Wow, jam-packed. That's very, very many towns in around Victoria. So, yes, I can understand that you'll be very busy, but providing important support for people there. Veronica, thank you so much for being on our show and chatting about some of your good work.
Thanks for having me. Great pleasure to be speaking with you.
Thank you so much. That was the president of the Papua New Guinea Association in Victoria, Veronica Kurufar.